You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. It's been a pretty good day on the JSE today when it comes to resources. Resources stocks doing incredibly well. The slightly weaker US dollar has boosted the dollar price of commodities worldwide, and so the South African resources sector, which has been so beaten up recently, has reacted quite sharply to the upside. I'm looking at the Stock Exchange News Service. There's not much there. There's a few little rats and mice. One of the rats or mice, whichever you prefer, is Ellie's. It's a penny stock. I mean, it really is a penny stock. It fell 28% after a trading update, but that was on very few shares. So Stock Exchange News Service need not detain us. Let's go straight to the spot price. And as I said, it's been a pretty good day for resources investors. I'll start with the currencies, though, where the dollar rand has done very well indeed because we are a commodity currency. 16.83, the dollar rand. The British pound against the rand is 20.25. The euro rand is 17.21. The euro dollar 102.25. That's about a 0.8% fall for the US dollar. The British pound against the dollar is back above 120, 120.35, that exchange rate. Okay, commodities now. Here we go. Gold price, $33 higher at $17.33. The platinum price up, let's call it $20 to $8.71. And the palladium price has gone through the roof. It's $167 an ounce higher, or nearly 9% to $2,038. Let's go on to crude oil now. That hasn't really reacted to the weaker dollar. In fact, it hasn't reacted at all to anything. It's 103.91, which has barely changed for Brent crude. And the West Texas brand is 96.29, which has barely changed as well. Natural gas is down 1.3%. The wheat price, which we look at, down 2 2/3. But otherwise, commodities, they're pretty stagnant, apart from those white metals, the PGMs that I spoke about just now. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield is now 2.79%. This is incredible. This is a 4% move to the downside for the yield. And don't forget, this was just 2 days ago, 3.04, 3.05. So it's been a really big mover to the downside, which means people are buying bonds in the United States. Maybe they think inflation has peaked. Who knows? The South African 10-year bond, similar story. This thing, as I've said many times, earlier this week was 11.12%. It's now 10.64%. It's a massive move. People betting on bonds at the moment, which is quite interesting. The Bitcoin price, are they betting on that? Yeah, they are. It's 23,413, and that's up 3.75%. The S&P 500 futures are down. Let me just refresh my screen. Yeah, down very slightly. I think everyone's fed up after quite an interesting central bank dominated week. 3,992, which is down 0.23% to be precise. Okay, let's now have a look at some of the big movers to the upside and the downside on the JSE Securities Exchange. On the upside on the JSE today, Northern Platinum up nearly 10%, Impala Platinum up 8.4%, Anglo-American Platinum up 5%, Harmony is a 4.9% gainer on the last day of the week, Goldfields up 4.75%, so the diggers in South Africa are having an incredibly good end to the week. On the downside, Vivo, I'm not going to even mention that one. Mondi PLC down 5.4%. Ital Tile has given up 3.2%. Rennet down 2.33%. And Bytes down 2.1%. So it's really the upside which is of the most interest. What about the major indices? The major indices are dominated by the performances of the resources stock. So the Resource 10 Index, 3.3% higher. Really, really big moves there. The industrial index, though, down 0.75%. Financials lost 1.1%. The top 40 index up 0.2%. And the all-share index up 0.25%. All because of resources. If they weren't there, this thing would have fallen in a heap. 68,070 is the all-share. And 61,767 was the closing value for the week on the top 40 index. I'll be back on Monday with the opening and all the usual stuff. Please have a good weekend. See you on Monday. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.